Seven Reis Samach Zayin, Sef Beis. We're holding by Sef Katan Dalad. So we said from Plaga Mincha, a person already can be Madlik, and be Makabal, etc. Mincha Yachol, Abel Katan Plaga Mincha, Ein Yachol HaHadlik or the Kabbal Shabbos. But before Plaga Mincha, you cannot be Makabal Shabbos, and the Hadlak is there, is beforehand, is not valid. I feel in Bidi Yevon, he spalled Tila Shabbos, Sark Lasser, he spalled a person with David Tila Shabbos, which means Marav, he'd have to do it again. Okay, now, Plagamincha, when is that? Yeshurim Shahu Shah Revia Kadam Alayla. Yeshurim Shahu Shah Revia Kadam Ashkia. So there's Machlaikas like we had before. It's an hour and a quarter before either Shkia or Seis. Finally, Abbas Ibn Reisam HaGimel, Sif Dalad, the Mashuk Sav, the Shah, and Bimishav. Okay, so a person can eat right away. He can be Makabal Shabbos, Dav Mariv, and he can eat. Well, Echol, Hatam, Sif Hei, Sif Kotten Hei. The Kibin, the Kibbal of Lab Shabbos, the Hosim Mechol al Kurdish, he's made it Shabbos. Neshav Kishabbos, and he's at the Yachol al Kaddish of Lechol Miyad, he can fulfill his mitzvah Kiddish and his mitzvah Achilah. So according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, which the way the Magen Avraham understands, he could start and finish the whole meal after Plaga Mincha. So let's say according to the Gra, what that would mean, even though the sun has not set, it's not Shabbos yet, he fulfills his mitzvah Seder Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. But v'yesh cholkim, they hold that you have to eat at least a kazayas once it's already nighttime. The time of the kima, the shalosh sudas yafina mimasha kosuv yichlu hayom kishabas hayom l'Hashem hayom loisim su basada. So Chazal Darshan says three times the word hayom in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu told when the extra month came for Shabbos, and the next morning they wanted to know what should they do. And Moshe still told them, "Ichlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem hayom lo simsu basada." So it says the word hayom three times. So that's what we learn now: three meals. Therefore, b'ina shikayim oisum b'yom Shabbos atzma chachilo nochon lochish lidreim. Ichlu hayom. This day was Moshe Rabbeinu was talking on the actual Shabbos. So if the source is from that word Hayom, which is referring to the actual Shabbos, so to Sefer Shabbos would not be doesn't have the full status of the day to fulfill the mitzvah of Hayom, of eating it on Shabbos.
So why would he be in Shkia or after dark?
After dark. There's a true for Moshe. The Rebbe says to Meikel that this is since it's just a techumra, and the Mishabur says, you should be choshish for it. So you could rely on the most lenient opinion of what's called Laila, which the Gemara says it's 13 minutes after Shkia. So he says, even though we could argue over here it according to the latitude and the time of year and everything, it should change. Let's assume it may be that that's not true, and it's, you know, even. So by 15 minutes after Shkia holds, you would fulfill this halacha of Laila, Moshe says in the Tshuva. Okay. So he could do this miyad immediately. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, okay, so we have a new problem, though. We have a problem over here. There's a halacha that you can't start a meal in half an hour before this man for fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So you davened early, and now you come home. You want to set your meal. You're starting your meal. You davened early, so you're not yet to Kriya Shema with the early davening. Now you're starting your meal in such a way that you're starting your meal within a half an hour before this man of Kriya Shema. Vim la'achar shehispalo marav ein adalai l'chatzi shah. You finish davening marav, and now till seis, till Laila, you know, vade Laila, it's not a half an hour. You can't start eating then. So you'd have to wait till the evening, wait till Laila, repeat Shema, and then you can eat. Why? Hol harav peskim lo yotzi they chayv is kriyas Shema karam alayla. Like the vast majority of peskim, kriyas Shema that you say after plag before Laila is you're not yotzi with. And then there's a lach and you can't set a meal within a half an hour before the zman of the mitzvah of kriyas Shema. Meal. So that's what you should do. L'chadchila. Zakt the Mishnah Berura. Hanoig l'hako b'zeh ein limchus b'yadai. The Yeshua meal is a person wants to be lenient and to start the meal and not wait. So you could do so. He has who to rely on. There's a Taz later on. There's a Taz before, back in Simon Reish Lamed Hey, who says you have a right to be samech on the Kriya Shema that you're going to say before you go to bed, since you always say Kriya Shema before you go to bed. So even though we're afraid the person's going to forget, he's going to continue to eat and not say Shema, we're not afraid of that because before he goes to bed, he says Shema. So that's what the Taz says. Mishabruba there says, actually, therefore, if a person wants to rely on the Taz, it's preferable that he should be noyig to always say all of the parshiyos before he goes to bed. So that's the only time really you can rely on the Taz. If your kviyas is always to say all three parshiyos before you go to bed, so then what are we afraid of? That you're going to forget, so you go to bed. So fine, so you'll say all three parshiyos. So we're not worried about that. I mean, so that's the Taz. Fine. Because when you have to achila, when you kriyash makufa, the rice and lismar, the early kriyash of Balai, let's say the chavis kriyash ma. Because so that I'm allowing you to eat. That doesn't mean that I'm saying you can be soymach and say the yotz shema with the earlier kriya that you did earlier. Now, if you did a menach moshe, so maybe you could argue maybe it really was Laila. That's maybe a little more of an argument. But you did it earlier on. There's only one shita in Tosis which that you hold that you can actually say Shema from Plag, and it's called Laila in regards to Shema as well. Most Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim and the Poskim do not want to be semech on that shita. So that's no shaila. You'd have to repeat Shema. A pshara is, I mean, if usually I wait, if a lot of times you in the winter, you see, you daven mincha, you daven ma'ariv, you get home, and it's within a few minutes already, this man to say shema, so you wait a few minutes, you say shema, then you eat the suba. In the summertime, if you daven mincha really early, so you get home, it's well before this man, it's right, you're right, okay. Once in a while, it comes out that, you have one of these quote unquote later early minyanim get you into this gray area. So there's two issues over here. There's an issue of are you allowed to start the suda? So if you have people waiting for you, so maybe it's not a chumra to make the people wait. Maybe that's a kula. You should make them all wait. On the other hand, the law is like this: if you start the suda beheter, let's say you started the suda. Even when it comes to Kriya Shema, you're not mechuyev dimafsik the suda. You're allowed to continue the suda. And after the suda, you say Shema. If you said the suda be'isr, the halacha is as soon as you're mechuyev to stop immediately and say Shema. So, in the case of the summertime, and I really make early, so I start the suda, finish the suda, it's already a bench, and then you say Shema afterwards. You're not mechuyev dimafsik the suda, to say Shema. But in a case where I was semech, that twilight zone time to start, once his man Kriya Shema comes, the middle of the meal, I stop the meal and I say Shema then. Because on the tzad, really, you shouldn't have done that, you're mechuyev to be mafsik right away. So I'm samech to start, saying Kilu, it's not a problem, and then I'm being mafsik l'beheter, I'm also saying, but maybe really wasn't so let's start the meal, and make everybody stop for three minutes to say Shema in the middle of the meal, it's not the end of the world, so let's say Shema now, not wait until the end of the meal.
That would be about 50 stories. Within 30 minutes of when you say Shema,
correct.
Not
correct.
Shkia,
right, correct. So if you assume, let's say, that Seis is about 50 minutes, is Be'erach, so if you start your meal during that time, so you're being served to say, well, we said Shema before, but you know, when it comes to Zman, it would be appropriate to stop that and then repeat Shema then, not wait till all the way after the meal. Okay. Sif Gimel. Bevirchas Hashkivenu. We don't say the normal chasima, which we say in the fourth bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema of Arvis, Shemer Mo Yisrael. That's not how we say it on Shabbos. Al Kima Shegia. Once you get to the phrase with the Tzelkar Vechat Hashkivenu, Armor Ufrasel Enu Sukas Suka Shalom Olenu Al Ba Yisrael Yirachom. Baruch Ata Hashem, I pray Sukkah Shalom Aleinu, V'alkol Amo Yisrael V'Yerushalayim. So the Nusaf of the Shulchan Aruch is not exactly how we have it, but the point we changed the Nusaf. So the Mishabur Zayin in Ruchaisim, the Mishabbat Ein Tzricha Shmira, Ke Shabbat Atzim Hu HaShomer Oysanu. So it's not that the Baruch Shem is a Shomer Oysanu. The Baruch Shem gave us the Shabbos, which the Shabbos acts as the source of the Shmira. And so we want to stress that point, that Shabbos becomes the Shomer. Okay. I'm Rav Freis. But to learn the Gam, you say Kikel Shemrenu, Lo Yarmer, the Lokim Agenu Bakrenu Yishu Aminu. That the Karn of the Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Kikel Shemrenu. That whole phrase, you don't say either. And once you get to the phrase of Mitzelchon Rafachat Tasti Renu, you say Freis Lenu Sukkas. First, Sukkah Shalom Olenu Bal Yerushalayim Iracha Baruch Ata Hashem, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Now we do say it. So the Mishabur says, the Achranim explain what's the pshat that we do say it. You know, if they're saying over here that there's reason not to say it, because the point being, Kikel Shemino Matlenu Water, we're saying the Bereshim is the Shomer, and the whole point over here is to say that over here the Bereshim, as it were, gave us the Shabbos, and the Shabbos is the Shomer. So saying Kikel Shemino Matlenu is not the point. That's exactly the point. We shouldn't be saying that. We should be focusing on that. That takes away from the focus that Shabbos is the Shomer instead of the Bereshim giving us the Shmira, as it were. Haparei Sukkas v'mshacha ba'omer Shomer Mo Yisrael la'tachas Haparei Sukkas Shalom. If the person said the wrong, he said the regular weekday chasima. In Mizkor Toch Ledibur Yomer Miyad Achar Tebes Lo'ad Haparis. So Shomer Mo Yisrael Lo'ad Haparei Sukkas Shalom. You would. If you already paused more than Kedei Dibur, which is Hu Kedei Sheyomer Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amari, the time it takes to say those four words, so which is about a little bit over a second. Meis Hashem Tavis Load. If that time has passed, Shomer Mo Yisrael Load, he paused for this 1.5 seconds. Let's say more than 1.3 seconds. Saint Tzarech Lomar Bul Yasser Ad Hapam. So that's it. So you're yotze with the chasima of the weekday chasima. You do not do anything else. Haminig Lomar Achasim Habracha. The minig is after we finish the bracha of Hashkivenu, we add in Rishon Rabbanei Yisrael Hashabbos Moedim Mayleber Moshe Rishon Ratiku Yom Kippur Yom Kippur Yom Hazeh, and that's the minig which we have, which. There's the Gra disagrees that you should not say those psukim. It's considered a hefsek between gula and tefila, and that's why they don't say it. So the question is: so what's takan b'shat? And the Gra's point is well taken. There's a din of you're not supposed to say between gula and tefila, and so by shacharis that's so intense to the point that. You don't say anything in between. You don't even answer Kaddish or Kedusha between. By Maariv, since Ein Gula Belayla, so it's more lenient, and that we can. But to go lechatchila and to put something in there, how do you understand that? So that the Torah says that. It's not a hefsek because since Shmir Shabbos is what's going to bring the gula, if Christ will keep two Shabbos, it'll bring the gula. So Shabbos in between the Gula and the Shemoneh Esrei is not considered Hafsik. Everybody says a Shabbos, Lashon says a Shabbos, that's what Chazal Darshan, if we keep two Shabbosis, we'll have the Gula. So it's part of the Gula. So that explains the Shomru, that explains the Shomru. It doesn't really explain the other Pesukim by Moyed, etc. So that becomes, you know, there's different answers to that question. Okay. Simon Reish HaMachez didn't go to Torah B'Tfilah Shabbos. Sif Aleph. Omer Vayichulu B'Tfilah Zarvis. So we say Vayichulu B'Tfilah Zarvis. Was that the Mishnah Berurah? Omer Vayichulu. Domer Rav Huna. Assume Domer Rav Hamnuna. Kol Mispalu Omer Vayichulu. Kila Nas Hashut of the Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Maiseh Bereishis. By saying Vayichulu, you're becoming a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shutef. I think of Vayichulu Ela Vayichalu Pirish a Kodesh Baruch Hu Vehu. They completed it. Kavokim B'Yavin Imloy Omroy Ein Machzir Nusay. So it's, you know, if a person didn't say when he, so in Shemoneh Esrei, a person wouldn't say Vayichulu, he would not have to go back. It's not Ma'akim in the Shemoneh Esrei. If a Kolshkein L'didan Darmen B'Kiddush Vayichulu. And the pre-gunner says, we said Vayichulu in Kiddush. They didn't necessarily have Vayichulu in the Kiddush. So for us, you, as it were, you're going to replace that which you forgot in Shemoneh Esrei by saying in a Kiddush. So if a person would forget Vayichulu in Shemoneh Esrei, he would not go back. Calls when he's in the Bruch, obviously, he would say it, but if he already finished Mekadesh Shabbos, he doesn't go any further. Okay. Benusach atokidash tzarich lahasik mad bein lishmecha besachlis kdei shlo yia kichoy to lamala chas v'sholom. That it shouldn't sound like he's saying the end of the Bereshim's name, but it's a new thought. It's a pause. Uchein v'vayichulu yavzei bein elokim v'vein es. So it's a general issue which we have, that you don't want the word to sound like Elohim, and then Mem Sof, which sounds the word Mace. So you pause Elohim and S, you give a pause. Minu lemer b'leil Shabbos v'yenuchu va v'yom v'yenuchu voy v'mincha v'yenuchu vam. And so that's brought down that's the minig, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Shom Hatam. Right. It says. Right.
What was the first thing said? So it supports between Reichal and Elohim?
The idea behind the change over here. The general idea behind the change is we have the Torah says that there are three Shabboses. There's a Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, there's a Shabbos of Matan Torah, there's a Shabbos of Lasid Lavoi. And our three tefillahs correspond to Friday night. The tefillah is talking about the Shabbos of Bereishis, Shabbos as it's referring to Maaseh Bereishis, Rosh completed the world. By Shacharis, we talk about the Shabbos of Matan Torah, Yisav Moshe about the Schalkei, he has a Luchos, etc. And Atachov Shimichod, it's talking about the Shabbos of Lost Love. So, in general, in Kabbalistic thought, so the Bria is the Nekeva, in the sense it's the Makabal of the Hashem from Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the vehicle which allows us to be the Mashpia, to affect it. So the Vah is referring to the world without Matan Torah, just the world itself. The Voy is referring to this world which we have, now that we have Torah, we have a vehicle to be the Mashpia, that's like the Zohar. And the two of them will come together, Losit Lovay, and that's Voy. That's why it's Voy. But when you the Tefillah is the Tefillah of Maaseh Bereishis, it's Voy. With Nekeva, when it's referring to Matan Torah, it's Voy, and it's talking about Losit Lovay, it's Voy. That's the understanding of it. Okay. Sif Beis. Im Tov Hiskel Tfilas HaChol. if the person made a mistake instead of davening the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, the middle brachas, so Garma Oisa Bracha Shenizker Ba Shetah Umaskel Shal Shabbos. So he completes off the bracha that he's at. So he realized after three or four brachas, in the middle of Refa'enu, he realizes that he forgot that it's Shabbos. He's already saying Refa'enu. So he would finish off Refa'enu, and then he would go after he says the bracha on Refa'enu, he would then go to say the nusach of Tefillah Shabbos. Loishna nizker b'birchas atochanin, loishna nizker b'bracha achas mishar brachas. There's no difference if he realized it immediately in the first bracha or if he realized it in the subsequent brachas. Now, this is true. Bein ba'arbis, bein b'shachas musav u'mincha. B'yashamad the musav, the halacha is poshtek afilu b'emsa bracha. So, this is true by the mechaber's first sheet is by all four of the tefillas of Shabbos. The second opinion says no. So Bishlam by Marav, there is a weekday Marav. So Betzim, Chazal could have been Masaka in this Nusach, and that's really like what Mishra is going to say. It's not totally inappropriate. This is Shemoneh Esrei for Chazal just gave a leniency not to say Al Tzakovit Shabbos, Einik Shabbos. So we're going to let you say a shorter Shemoneh Esrei. But really, we could have had this Shemoneh Esrei. So it's not like it doesn't apply. So the bracha fits. Musav is no shachas to the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So how can you say these brachas? So as soon as you realize, you can't continue to do a chasim on the bracha because it's not appropriate at all. So you would be mafsik, and that's the Yesh Arma. And that's the main psak is like that shita. Okay, so to Mishra Berurah. So if the person made a mistake, so he finishes off that bracha. The reason is because really mikra din Chazal could have been mechayev us to say a full Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos just like the weekdays. And where would you mention Shabbos? You'd mention it in Ritzei, just like we do on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. So why? Rak mishum kavod haShabbos lo yitzchu rabbanon mitiknu bracha achas emsoyes the Shabbos. But al tzkavod Shabbos that they shouldn't have the whole long Shemoneh Esrei, because I made a leniency and they allowed us to fulfill Shemoneh Esrei with seven brachas instead of 19. Therefore, b'diavad, if we did say it, it's not inappropriate bracha for Shabbos. So he really mina din. Hakach maskel bracha hamiyuchedes to Shabbos. Okay. So you finish that one, and then you start the one of Shabbos. Just the Mishnah Berurah shel Shabbos. So who adin b'chol zeh l'inyan Yom Tov. The same would apply on Yom Tov. Okay. It's an interesting question which comes up. Applying it to Yom Tov, so the Moshe Dishra brings. So what would be in a case where it was Motzi Shabbos, which was Yom Tov? So he's supposed to daven the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei, and he starts davening the week Shemoneh Esrei, and he realizes it's the middle of Atachonin. So he finishes off the bracha. So does he say the Havdalah of Atachonatonu? They say the Havdalah of that you say in the Shemoneh Esrei for Tordienu, which you say for in the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei for Motzi Shabbos, that doesn't fit in Atachonatonu. It's Atachonin. On the other hand, we weren't mistaken to Atachonatonu. So you finish off the bracha, but you don't say Atachonatonu. Okay, it brings up here so in that situation, so the person would he finishes Atachonin. Then he starts the nusach for Yom Tov. Well, in the nusach for Yom Tov, you say v'tarienu. So you say v'tarienu over there. So there's no reason to say it in Atochan Antonu. Dalin. In Atochan. Yeah, thank you. V'yeshem in the musaf. Some say that musaf not. The musaf lo shach klal the tefillas yudches brachas. Musaf is no shachas to the regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Da'af b'chol in arbim rak sheva brachas. Even if you'd have a musaf in the weekday, it's only seven brachas. So what's shot in the first sheet? The second sheet seems to be very logical. V'tamadeya k'maisu. But you have a gamma Musa v'mispal yurches brachos. Rakoyseh bo v'nas laferecha chob b'seinu b'tzmirei yoyim b'karmen Musa. Yatzo k'risa b'sif tahot. So if a person would daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei by Musaf, and that's true, probably it's true on Rosh Chodesh as well. Or, so he's supposed to say seven brachas. He says a tilas yud ches. So he davened the Shemoneh Esrei. He davened the tefillah. We have to mention Karbonus. He mentioned the Karbonus somewhere over there. He threw in, we should be Zeichel to. And the phrase you need to say is Mikra, then the Tosfos comes out in Rosh Hashanah. As long as you say that phrase, Manas Lafarach HaChav B'Seinu B'Smina Yoyim B'Karbon Musiv, you say that, you're Yotze Musiv. So you daven the Shemoneh Esrei, you daven a, literally a Shemoneh Esrei, means you daven a Tefillah, and you said Manas Lafarach the Karbonus. That's it. You don't have to read the psukim. It's just that one phrase alone, but even without the psukim, is enough. Right. So the Tosfos says you said the phrase "Nasal Ferecha Chaverseinu B'Smina Yoyim B'Karbon Musaf." You said that phrase, you would be yotze. Poisik Afilus. Now, so they say the second says you poisik. So what do we do? So the law is that the person, if a person started the weekday Shemoneh Esrei in Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos, so he doesn't complete the bracha, he stops. But as soon as he realizes he stops, and he starts saying the Nusach of Shabbos. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah says the Bir Halacha says when we say if he made a mistake and he started the weekday bracha, he finishes off the bracha. So that means even one word, the Bir Halacha says. I will see in the next sif that by atah that's not true. That's similarly because the word atah is not clear whether you're saying atah chaynein or atah kidashta or atah echad. So that's, but if the person already, like we're saying, it's relevant, he got to Refu'enu. He didn't realize, he said, that he's already holding my Refu'enu. So he said, Refu'enu, he said the word Refu'enu. He says, Oyvei, it's Shabbos, what am I doing? So but he already said the word Refu'enu. He said one word in that bracha. You finish up the whole bracha, and then you go back to say the Nusach of Shabbos. Okay, Sif Gimel. Im hoyasar reshuchal, v'hiskla day to the chal. If the person thought it was a weekday, and plan to say Shemoneh Esrei of the weekday. Umiyad kashar mertevis ato nisker. Then he said ato instead of saying chaynein or kidah. He realized ato. He didn't say anything wrong. It's ato kidash or whatever it is. But he realized, wow, it's Shabbos. So kadam shaymer chaynein. Since he thought it was a weekday, so he said the word atah, he was saying the atah of atah chernin, because as far as he was concerned, it was a weekday. So that atah was the atah of atah chernin. So once you start, you have to finish up the bracha. However, Abim Hayyadei Yeshu Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos. And just B'Shalabi Kavan Hiskel Tevas atah, just the word atah came out without thinking. So instead of saying Yisrael Moshe, he said Atah. Right? But he wasn't planning to say Atah because he knew it was Shabbos. And he knew he was supposed to daven Yisrael Moshe. Okay? I feel him who but feel a shachris. She'enu pesechus b'atah. Eno garmer b'rchus atah. Chonin. T'chashin le'ketah but feel a Shabbos b'en l'zoy l'zoy. So that's just that he didn't say the Tefillah Shabbos properly. So you don't finish off the bracha of Atah Chayinin. You start Yisrael Moshe. That's the Mechab. Sok the Ramah, the Rei Yochel, Lomer Atah Kiddash, Atah Echad. So what does he mean? Because the word Atah, even though it's Yismach, so how can you say Atah means Yismach? But since the Loch is B'di'evin, a person would say Atah Echad or Atah Kiddash and Shachris, he'd be Yotze B'di'evin. So the Atah that he started is not necessarily a steer to Tefillah Shabbos. So therefore, he said, just consider like he was a Atah, but Tefillah Shabbos ben Zulazu and Bezehu. So the Mishabura. Kishamar Tevis Atah. And he says the seal that the field by Arbis and Mincha Yochel did sign by Toki Dash or Toki Chod. Now, the Beshezim holds, in the case where he thought it was a weekday, and he said Atah thinking that it's a weekday. And all he said was the word Atah, and he realized before he went to the next word that it's Shabbos. So really, he didn't, as it were, start the weekday Shemon Esrei, because that word Atah fits by Marv, Atah Kiddash, or Atah Chod by Mincha. But I don't care. Since he thought it was a weekday, and he was saying this Atah to be part of the Bracha of Atah Chayinin, so he was Matzah, the Bracha of Atah Chayinin. The field of our arms, Mincha, Shiachal, the sign about Atah Kiddash, or Atah Chod, Mikobachim, Kimish, and Kabanos, all you saw the field is called. Mikri, his Chubba, Shalchal, but therefore, Regerman, Berichas, Atah Chayinin, and he has to finish up that Bracha. That's the basis. Zog Mishabur about Mamagan Ram Karlikolo. Still like the Dafka Matila Shachris, Shina Maskal Batavis Hato. Uminker Bidiburo Shula Shemcha. Over there, it's not just that you thought it, but it's clear that's what you're doing. Because a person says Hato in Shabbos morning, that's a weekday Shemon Esrei. That's not Shabbos. Alba Barbis Umincha. Kimelo Minker Bidiburo. The word Hato, we have no indication that he meant the weekday Shemon Esrei from what he said. That situation, lo mikra yirei zeshem hischa b'shalchol v'yomer atah kiddashta v'atah echad kiddash v'begadim v'der chachayim. So Mishabura seems the whole like that the Ikir Pesach is like the Magen Avraham, that even by Arvis and by Mincha, even though he thought it was weekday and he said atah, planning to say atah chayin, but since he only said was the word atah, he would finish up atah kiddash, he would just not finish up the bracha of das. And he would start immediately at Toch Hadash, etc.
Seems like the most likely scenario is the person really quite confused and forgot that it was Shabbos in his filo that he was probably said morning at that time.
That's probably true too. Also depends how slow you say your words. Rabbi Kaplan has in one of his, he makes a suggestion. I'm not sure it worked exactly like that. He says if you work out the number of words which are in Shemon Esrei, the Chazal said the Chassidim Rishonim used to take an hour for tefillah, so it means they took 7+ seconds for each word. So at that pace, considering that a person could say an average 3 to 4 words per second, right? So it means he was saying it somewhere in the area of 1/20th of his regular speed. Atah. Right, so he has enough time before he gets the next word to realize his mistake. But yes, for us plebeians who do not take that long, usually Atah Chayin L'Adam Das is quite out of our mouth before we realize it. Shlomo Kavana, which learner. But if that wasn't, he knew it was Shabbos, and he was planning to say the Shemon Esrei of Shabbos, and just came out. What's the learner? She didn't want to shut him out. Was her gay little dechel? Avoloi niskaven l'shem tefilaschol. He didn't want to daven Shemon weekday Shemon Esrei. He knew it was Shabbos. Just it came out without. That's what happens. Kachlach she didn't like his klipa tefilaschol. So it's not considered he started tefilaschol. It just says the word atah. Because once you had talked right in, you started tefilaschol. Like that was what we said before. But it just says the word atah. Then the mechaber says that's nothing. So we'll have to see that Bir Alocha still. But if that in a case of Shalom Kavon Hiskel Atah, so then by Shacharis, it said even by Shacharis, which the correct bracha is Yismach. Even though he said all along, he only said the word Atah, it's not a problem. Why? The Shinolei feed the Tevis Atah in Minkra Shul Hashem Atah. Even though he said the word Atah, Shabbos morning. So obviously you're saying a Minkra Shemon Esrei. No, maybe I'm saying a Minkra Shemon Esrei. Darei Yochel Omer Atah Kiddashto V'Atah Echad. That's Shalom Rekvanos for Moshe Sim. Darei Yochel Omer. Well, Kain Dino Kumar Shim Hayim Maskel Atah B'Zman Tila Shachris Atah Kiddashto V'Atah Echad. So what's the law of a person by mistake started in Shacharis Atah Kiddashta? Or he started Atah Echad? the lach is pasuk of masel take of yisrael moshe. Hachinami kashamer atov habikamer ataki dashto the pasuk of masel yisrael moshe like habikamer atochain and ligmer abracha. Okay, the spirit lach we should really see the spirit lach, which he grapples with this din of applying the rules of when you just said the word atzoa. What status does it have? You know, this bir loch, the chagas chaber, and the mogen of rum. But let's leave that as Hashem for next week.